KNXY. I hope I got that right. This is KC4SKD. How you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. It's been a real nice day. I've been outside most of the day and really enjoyed it. Been some great weather. Just now gotten hot enough to run me inside the house and turn on the radio.
Not a good bit today, too. My dad came over and brought his truck, and we hooked up the little device that runs the trailer lights. He'd been wanting that done, so I was underneath the truck working, and he was handing me tools and whatever I needed, so I think we got it done. He's got to go check it out on the trailer, but I think it's okay.
Seems to mechanical stuff. When my brothers were alive, that's what I did. I handed them the tools, and they fixed whatever was broke.
That's a good arrangement, but we worked on cars a lot during our lives. My first car had a blown engine, and somebody gave it to us, and we took the engine out and fixed it, put it back in, and I drove it for a while. That's how we got started in working on our own vehicles. We do whatever we can to them.
My old Mustang, I mean, it was pretty simple back in the day. You know, we had to swap the engine out, put it under a tree and a chain fall, and a bunch of friends had come over, and a few hours later, it was right there.
On that 4-2, we fixed the car on Thanksgiving Day. Needed a vehicle, and Dad found a Toyota Corolla with a bad engine, so we got another engine. After our Thanksgiving Day dinner, we all went out there and put the engine and had it running by the end of the day.
Dad had he had bought a couple of Volkswagens, 68 Volkswagens, and we were coming up the interstate one night, and it dropped a valve, and somehow we got home. But anyway, it was really the nicer of the two Volkswagens, and wasn't but like four bolts, big bolts, and took them out and had a jack, you know, and just pulled that little engine out and put it on that jack, lowered it down, and swapped out the engines right quick. But I wouldn't try that these days. Things are way too complicated.
Yeah, they certainly are. I remember when we were kids, we had a red Volkswagen that had 40 horsepower. And I don't remember what year it was. And then we found somebody with a blue Volkswagen that had air conditioning in it and 10 more horsepower. Man, we thought that was great. Oh, boy, 10 more horsepower. So Dad swapped it. We drove them for a while.
Anything I remembered from my childhood and that little Beetle, it had been a real rainy day and getting into night. And we hit the water in the road, and the bottom of that little car was so tight, and the little car was so light, we just floated across that spot and picked up the road again and went on home.
Carry a few seconds. Anyhow, I've spent a many hour working on the car. I've got some diagnostic tools where I can plug in and read the computer and reset codes and stuff, and saved myself a lot of time and trouble doing that.
It's 95 Ford truck, and you know that part, you know, that you plug in the diagnostic isn't under the steering wheel. You gotta hook it up out there, you know, under the hood, and then, you know, it gives you the codes, and then I got a little book to look up the codes. It just got to be a lot of trouble. I've found me a good mechanic. He that really does diesel trucks mostly, but he'll work on that old truck, my Ford truck, for me, and it's running pretty good right now.
I had a problem out of my Toyota Tacoma. It was spark knock really bad, and I did a bunch of work on it last September. In fact, some of it was in pieces when Hurricane Helene hit, but found that somebody had put the wrong spark plugs in it. And it had this big, it's got this big old sticker on the top of the engine that says, do not use these kind of spark plugs. Well, that's the ones they put in it. I was not too happy when I found that either.
Years ago, a good mechanic I had, he opened his own shop. I took the truck to him, and he put a teenage kid to working on it, and there was all kind of things wrong, and I wasn't happy with him.
Well, I got to cut it short here. I got a call in their food order. I'm going to go in and pick it up, but it's going to be good talking to you.
You're good and solid in the machine. I don't know how I'm doing, but yeah, I don't know, you know where you're picking up your food, but you're doing good. I did, talk to my spark knock. I did hear somebody, it sounded like that was the problem with their signal, but yeah, that's another story. You have a good evening. I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY, David. I'm clear on your final.
Thanks for talking a few minutes. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.